Message number 233. Greatest attack on my church since my death on the cross. Friday, October 28, 2011 at 22:40. My dearly beloved daughter, the loyalty of my church to me, their beloved Savior, is going to be tested shortly beyond its endurance. My church has been asleep and in its slumber has not prepared itself for the arrival of the Antichrist. Already he and his minions have crawled into every crevice of my father's churches the world over. The Catholic Church is the Antichrist's number one target, and he will not stop until he turns the heads of at least half of my church on this earth. So unprepared are my cardinals, bishops, and priests that they fail to notice the subtle changes taking place within their own ranks. It won't be long before the divide within my church becomes truly evident. This is the greatest attack on my church since my death on the cross. My poor beloved servants, many of them are innocent pawns at the mercy of a dark power which is careful not to reveal itself. I ask all my servants to pray hard in order to withstand the abomination which is on the way. They must pray to me as follows. O my beloved Jesus, I invoke your protection and ask for your mercy to save my brothers and sisters within your church from falling victim to the Antichrist. Give me the graces and protect me with your armor of strength to stand up to the evil acts which may be perpetrated in your holy name. I beg for your mercy and pledge my allegiance to your holy name at all times. Stand up, my sacred servants, to this evil and the beast from whose mouth these obscenities and lies will spring. Watch out for changes in the way my body and blood will be consecrated. If the words change which deny the existence of my body in the Holy Eucharist, then you must defend my divine promise. He who eats my body and drinks my blood will have eternal life. Be brave, my sacred servants. Pray for the strength you will need as your faith and obedience will be tested beyond endurance. I love you and protect you at all times. Only those of you meek of heart and humble of soul will benefit from my holy protection. Pray for all my sacred servants everywhere so that they will not reject the light of truth in favor of the spirit of darkness which is about to emerge within my church. Your Savior and Protector, Jesus Christ.